Hello guys, welcome to lesson 15. Okay, so we finally reached to lesson 15. Nicole practices her election speech. And in this episode, we're gonna consider the new idioms that I learned in a few days ago. Or recently, yeah. In the previous episode, I read the whole text for you guys, and in this episode, we're gonna consider the new idioms. Okay, lesson 15, Nicole practices her election speech. Okay, so let's get the ball rolling. Get the ball rolling is an idiom and means get started. Okay, in this lesson, I learned 13 new idioms. And let's consider it. The first one is basket case. Basket case is a slang and means someone or something in a useless or hopeless condition. For example, the meaning of this idiom is not so clear. And to be honest, the meaning of this idiom can be, for example, exhaustion or tiredness. Okay, for example, someone has done many works and they are so tired. Okay, we say to him or to her a basket case. Okay, it means they are so tired, so boring, so bored. Okay, something like that. Okay, basket case. My sentence is, after studying for 12 hours, I felt like a basket case. Okay? After studying for 12 hours, I felt like a basket case. Great. The next one is, to have a big head. To have a big head. This idiom has a synonym and is to be full of oneself. Okay? To be full of oneself means arrogant. Too proud of oneself. Too proud. Okay, too proud. No, too proud of oneself. To have a big head or full of oneself. Okay, we in this part consider big head. Okay, arrogant. Too proud of oneself. Okay, by telling your income, people will think you've got a big head. People will think you've got a big head or you are so full of yourself, okay? It means you are so arrogant, you just, boast or brag yourself, something like that, okay? The next one is conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom means a widely held belief, a belief that many people in society, believe, okay? I say belief in existence of God is a conventional wisdom. Okay, is a conventional wisdom. Great. The next one is do the trick. Do the trick means to achieve the desired results or to solve a problem. Do the trick to solve a problem. Okay. And his laptop wasn't working well, so he had its battery changed and said that should do the trick. That should do the trick. It means that should solve the problem. Okay? Great. The next one is I will say. Okay? I'll say. I'll say means yes, definitely. You're so gung-ho about holding seminar, aren't you? I'll say. You're so gung-ho. Gung-ho means enthusiastic about something. Okay? Very interested in something. Gung-ho. G-U-N-G-H-O, gung-ho. You're so gung-ho about holding seminar, aren't you? I'll say, yeah. Great. The next one is in reality. In reality is clear. It means in fact, actually. I say, my sentence is, he thinks that going into business is easy. In reality, it will take a few years of hard work. He thinks that going into business is an idiom, and we considered this idiom in previous episodes. I don't know which one, but we considered it. Going into business means start a business, okay? He thinks that going into business is easy. In reality, in fact, actually, it will take a few years of hard work. We also can say easier said than done. Okay, it means it's so difficult than you think. Or it is more difficult. Yeah, it's more difficult than you think. Something like that. Easier said than done. Okay, the next one is load off one's mind. Load off one's mind means a relief. Or, you know, this idiom is like a basket case. Okay, it doesn't have a clear meaning. But if I tell you the summary of the meaning of this idiom, load of one's mind means, for example, someone does work, and then when it finishes, other people say to him or her, for example, it was a load of your mind. It means you are now free, okay? Something like that. Okay. Buying that car was a load of my aunt's mind. Buying that car was a load of my aunt's mind. Load of. O-F-F. Load of my aunt's mind. Great. The next one is look like. You probably know the meaning of this idiom. Look like means have the appearance of or resemble. To be like someone or something. Okay, look like. Your nose looks like snowman's. Your nose looks like snowman's. Great. The next one is nervous wreck. Nervous wreck means a person feeling very worried. A person who is feeling, okay? A person who is feeling very worried or a person feeling very worried. So, a person who is worried. Nervous wreck. Whenever his creditors want their credits, Reza is a nervous wreck. Whenever his creditors means someone who have paid someone else money, and then once after, for example, few months, he or she wants their, for example, wants his or her money. Okay, we say to this guy, creditor. Okay, we have debtor and creditor. Debtor is someone that has gained a debt or loan, and creditor is someone who has paid loan. Yeah, so whenever his creditors want their credit, Reza is a nervous wreck. Great. The next one is no wonder. No wonder means it is not surprising. It is not surprising. This idiom has a synonym and is small wonder. Wonder. Okay, small wonder. Okay, no wonder. No wonder you don't have money. No wonder you don't have money. You don't work anymore. No wonder you don't have money. It means it's not surprising. It's not something weird that you don't have money. In reality, you don't work anymore, okay? Yeah. No wonder means it's not surprising. The next idiom is pull an all-nighter. Pull an all-nighter means to stay up all night to do work, okay? I must get the project done until tomorrow, but I haven't even started it yet. I think I will pull an all-nighter. It means I think I might be awake to do my project, okay? So pull an all-nighter means to stay up all night to do work. Great. The next one is rule of thumb. Rule of thumb means a useful principle. A tip or a point that will help you to succeed in your career. Okay, rule of thumb. As a rule of thumb, as a principle, a useful principle, you should have confidence in order to get rich. Great. And the next idiom, and the final idiom, is turn off. Turn off means to cause, to feel dislike or revulsion or disgust, okay? For example, someone does something and that behavior causes disgust, a feeling of hatred, okay? Okay, turn off. Talking about his bitter past turned everyone off. Talking about his bitter past turned everyone off. Turn off. It means made them feel disgust, okay? Or feel bad. Yeah, that's it. Great. We encourage ourselves. And this is great. We consider the idioms, and yeah, lesson 15 is finished. And you know, after this lesson, we have a review for lessons 11 to 15. And today I did the exercises, and tomorrow I wanna start lesson 16. And to be honest, in reality, I have read third fifth of this book. You know, this book is 25 lesson, has 25 lessons, and right now I have read third fifth of this book, means 15 lessons. Yeah, this is so great, and I'm so, you know, I'm so happy because I documented my learning process. And for example, when you come back and see, oh my goodness, say I have reported my learning process. I have sent, for example, I don't know, 14, at least 14 lessons, and to the topic, and I talked so many. About I talked so much English, and this is so great, you know. And to be honest, my speaking has improved a lot, really. Okay, and yeah, just we should practice to learn English. Yeah, that's it. There's no other formula. Yeah, just practice. We'll do the trick. We'll do the trick. Yeah, that's it. And I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.